This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As we go to the Sports Center update.
Now, from the Sacramento Sports Desk, a SportsCenter update on ESPN 1320.
All right, as we mentioned earlier, the Kings open up preseason tonight against the Lakers. You can catch that on at 7:30 on NBA TV. There's 2 spots open in the Kings starting lineup, so that'll be an interesting watch as the season gets closer. Mike Brown not the only one making his debut for a team tonight. We got Brooklyn Nets forward Ben Simmons, who's expected to make his debut, interestingly enough, against the 76ers. Simmons missed all of last season waiting for a trade and dealt with back issues once he got to Brooklyn. We got more injury news in the NFL. Atlanta Falcons running back Cordell Patterson is being put on injured reserve after having a knee procedure done, but is expected back sooner rather than later. In happier news, Washington Commanders running back Brian Robinson Jr. is activated off the non-football injury list. He's missed the start of the season due to being shot multiple times in an attempted robbery. We're getting closer to Monday Night Football action with the 49ers taking on the Rams. If the Niners pick up the win tonight, then every team in the NFC West today will have a 2-2 record. Coverage for the game begins tonight at 4:15 on ESPN 1320. Heading to the MLB, all but one of the divisions are locked up. The Mets were swept by the Braves over the weekend and now sit 2 games back of the Braves for the NL East lead. Both teams have separate 3-game series coming up to end the season, and the Giants are playing for .500 to wrap up the season, and they start their series tonight with the Padres at 6:40. Thanks for listening to this SportsCenter update. I'm Jesse Tapia with ESPN 1320, Sacramento sports leader.
What up, boy? Got the timing down. I'm telling you, come on, man.
Let's go.
Best of Sacramento, Jesse Tapia right there.
Let's go.
Good stuff.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Now, we just talked about the Suns losing to the 36ers of the, I think it's the Australian Basketball League.
They weren't even that good. Like, they hit like 20-some threes. They were cooking from beyond the arc. But, I mean, I was watching the game. And they're not bad ball players, but there was plenty of times when it was like, okay, this is NBA and it's an Australian team. Like, they weren't that good. And they worked the Suns last night.
And we already have our feelings on Phoenix, and we're just waiting to see kind of how that plays out. Mm-hmm. What's a wild assumption that we get? What, like, if the Kings beat the Lakers tonight, what would the wildest assumption we could make tomorrow be? I mean, are we coming in here tomorrow after Fox and Sabonis have a good night talking about one all-star for the Sacramento Kings? I'm talking about two. I'm talking about the Fox and the Ox.
The wildest.
Keegan Murray, rookie of the year. See, I told y'all about Keegan Murray.
That's the one that came to my mind first, was Keegan rookie of the year. But I don't know if that's that wild.
It's probably not. It's probably not.
Wild one.
Keegan Murray going Candace Parker winning the rookie of the year and an MVP. Going to be the greatest rookie we've seen since Tyrese Halliburton.
Would it be Fox and Sabonis both making an all-star game?
Yeah, it'd be something centered on those two.
Like, is that's asking a lot. I think to have 2 All-Stars this year, yeah, I think I'm going to go with
that's
that.
That's crazy.
Like, you're not getting 2 All-Stars. At least I can't imagine that. You might get 1. 2 All-Stars would be like, yo, that's crazy.
Like, real. If the Kings got an All-Star, which one do you think it's more likely to be?
my first thought is Sabonis just because of the position. But who are we talking? We're talking about Jokic. What other centers are at that? At that.
But they
spot?
don't do centers though, do they? Isn't it? I mean, it might be framed as something else. Isn't it front court and back court?
Yeah, it's a little different. It's a little different than it always
it
has.
It still
been.
Would make
but
it
you still
tough.
Try to take two, you know?
Yeah.
Try to take two centers or a big guy. And I'm just trying to think.
I mean, Gobert's gone. No, Gobert's no,
there.
He's still here. Yeah, he's in Minnesota.
There. Gobert, they depending on what goes on, Ayton, maybe. AD.
Ayton. Ooh, wow. Okay. Oh, I'm Anthony Davis. Yeah, sure. Anthony Davis.
So there's not a lot of people for them to take over Sabonis. Like, I could see Sabonis having a better season than everybody but AD and Jokic. I could see him everybody being better than Gobert.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
Fox. But the point being, like, Fox, when you talk about the point guard in the West, I know some people left, or guard in the West, I know some people left, but they're still stacked. You know what I'm saying? They're still stacked. They got Ant-Man. They got Dame. Stephen Clay. Jordan Poole may make a jump. Kawhi and Paul
George.
That
would be wild.
Jordan Poole made it?
With Clay and Steph?
Man.
That would be insane.
Devin Booker. I'm just going down the list right here. Luka. I mean, Jalen Green, I don't think he's ready to make
it. It's going to be a tough squad to make.
He's going to have a hell of a season in the first half. Yeah.
Wait till the Kings get three All-Stars and you throw Keegan Murray in there. Or just to throw it in John Hollinger's face, KZ Akpala. Like, hey, bro, man, you're really picking on KZ Akpala? Like, give me a break,
man. It's uncalled for, man. It's uncalled for. This is why.
He really called these dudes washed. That is so offensive. Mm. Like, you kidding me? You said these dudes were washed. Like, no, it's Quinn Cook definitely didn't play for the Stockton Kings last year. It doesn't make any sense for him to be here, other than he knows Mike Brown.
Hmm.
That dude's funny, man.
Yeah, I just don't like his style. Like, to be honest with you, if it was, like I said, if it was Zach Lowe or Ryan Russillo who called those guys washed, I probably wouldn't feel any type of way. But it's Hollinger, and Hollinger always, I just don't like his vibe.
This franchise that has had neither made the playoffs nor had a 500 season since 2006. It's very possible either or both streaks come to a close in the next two seasons. At least by a whisker, which would be good, I guess. Yeah, John, it would be. I don't know why they're, and I'm sure the review for teams like Houston is going to be glowing, right? Or a team like San Antonio. We talked about this all the time. Like, oh, it's okay, though, Kenny, because San Antonio is an organization that knows how to win. So what they're doing right now makes complete sense. Same with Utah. Danny Ainge has shown us before. It really boils down to Portland. And I said it last year and was right. Mm-hmm. Some circumstances. I don't need to Doc Rivers
no,
and
we
tell
don't
the
need
whole
to
story.
The whole story. No, not at all.
I don't think Portland's going to be good this year.
Hmm.
So whether that means Portland isn't good and they're in the same category as the Kings, or Portland isn't good and they're comfortably behind the Kings, I'm not really sure. I'm not buying Portland, even with the return of Dame. I'm a Dame guy too, mm-hmm. but I don't think you did enough. Like, I don't know what his write-up, maybe I'll pull that up after the show. I don't know what his write-up, if he's done one yet, on Portland was. I don't know how they made it. They did a few, like, oh, that's, okay,
Gary,
I see you. There's an addition
Payton,
there. Yeah, like they
Anthony
did.
Simons, Jeremy Grant, little things here and there.
I like Gary. Is Gary Payton the equivalent of? Is Gary Payton a bigger acquisition than Malik Monk or Kevin Huerter?
Not at all.
Not at all. Keep this. I hope they keep the same energy when talking about that team. Who did Chauncey Billups fill out the back end of his roster with? I'm sure all stars. I'm sure they used. I'm sure they were able to get in on all of the big stars to come play with Dame in Portland. That was just such a weird attack to me.
But it's
Mike like Brown and friends.
Like I said, my thing, to be honest with you, I'm just not. I don't feel his vibe, man. I'm not a big fan of his vibe. Because like I said, if Lowe or Russillo would have said washed guy, like, all right, I probably wouldn't have used that wording either. But I understand. You guys watch. You guys know what it is. I just don't know. I don't think he does his homework. I don't think Hollinger does his homework on teams like this. He may know everything about the Lakers, Celtics, Sixers, and Warriors. He may do his homework extensively on those teams to talk so matter-of-factly. But I don't believe he does his homework enough on the Kings to speak so matter-of-factly.
Could the Lakers, who won 33 games last year, win 41 if Anthony Davis plays 55?
How many did he play last year?
I absolutely should have had that before 55. I asked you the question.
So he's
feel like it's in
30
that
games.
I feel like it's in the area of it might have even been less.
Can they win 40?
It was 40. It was 40. He played 40 last year. He played 40 games. They won 33.
55 games. Can they win 41? I mean, yeah, they can. I'd be a little nervous about that number if he only played 55 games. But they can't. I'll answer your question and say, yeah, they can.
Are you more confident in the Lakers or the Blazers?
The Lakers.
Do you think the Blazers are they in the Kings tier? Are they back? Are they above?
Yeah, I think the Blazers are in that play-in tier. I don't even
bottom playing tier.
Yeah, I don't even think they get as high as seven or eight. I think they're a 9-10 type team.
I know we've done this exercise before, man, but 40-36, 62 in the 72, and 56 the year before. Those are Anthony Davis's last four seasons.
It's one of the reasons. Number one, I want to see the young guy healthy, so there's that. But one of the things that makes me feel like he's going to play a lot this year is because everybody is so out on him playing. Like, I think he'll find a way to play this year. I couldn't imagine him getting hurt again to the point where he only plays 40 games.
Yeah, that would be three seasons in a row. That's three seasons below 50. He's never done that. That's never happened before. He did have those two seasons where he played 75-75. I feel like if you could get in the vicinity of, I think getting into 60 is the game changer for the Lakers.
Mm.
If Anthony Davis is 60 plus games, they're good. And that's on par with his career. I mean, I don't know what the average is. I don't know if I can figure this out here right quick. The average number of games that he's played in his career. I don't know if this will give me the average, and it won't. So, but it, you know, there's seasons of 65, 66, 67, 61, 64. You get to that, I'd be concerned about this Lakers team.
Yeah, I think they're a 7-10 type team. I do.
But I could see them being 7. I can't see the Trailblazers being 7.
No, not at all. Not at all. And then also you talk about wins. I always feel like if people overrate the number of wins it's going to take to get into the play-in. Like they talk about, I think Hollinger after all that as the Kings 10th,
which is a play-in spot.
Yeah. At 37 wins. Mm-hmm. I mean, that sounds about right. Like I think 10 is going to be around 35-37 wins.
That would have got them ninth last year.
Yeah. And when you talk about that, you're talking about did they do enough to improve five games to get five wins? Absolutely. Like, I just, they don't actually pay attention to it until it's like in front of their face. But they always talk like, oh my God, we talk about all the time. The West is, it's going to be so crazy to get in that play-in. Like, no, you're going to need about 35 wins to get in the play-in.
We'll step out. We'll come back. We'll talk more NBA. We got Kings basketball tonight, Kings and the Lakers. We've got the San Francisco 49ers and the Los Angeles Rams on NBA TV as well. We'll look back at the weekend in the NFL. Much more ahead as D'Lo and Casey continue on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
D'Lo and KC continues, streaming live on the Odyssey app.
You always get so worked up for those 13th rounds, man. I love it.
Well, you know, it's a testy time right now. We got fights that should happen in danger. We got another fight that is, Damian, this fight goes down.
Mm-hmm.
This is one you're going to want to watch. This is okay. What everybody going to know about if it goes down. If Tank versus Ryan happens, this is going to be one to captivate the general public.
Okay. All
this right. This is a match. This is a star-making match. Ryan versus Tank. Tank versus Ryan. Excuse me.
Oh. Okay.
Got to say it right.
Well, you always tell me I got to watch Tank, so I'm down for that. It's a 49ers Monday brought to you by Gilmore Heating, Air, and Plumbing. You get more with Gilmore. You get more 49ers coverage coming up in about 40 minutes. 49ers game day jumps off. It'll be a unique edition of 49ers game day. Of course, we've got the 49ers and the Rams coming up in primetime tonight, but we're going to sprinkle in not only a little Kings content, but 1 hour from right now, we'll be giving away tickets to see the Sacramento Kings opening night at the Golden One Center. We've got you covered. That's going to be about 3:20. We've got those tickets. So the best thing for you to do, if you want to win those tickets, we've got them all week. The best thing for you to do is listen every day from noon to four. I think that's the way that assures that you have an opportunity to win. Mm-hmm. Just listen 12 to four every day. Maybe tell your friends. Maybe download Corners of the Culture podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh. Wait till y'all see what we got coming to DLOandKC.com.
DLOandKC.com about to go up.
Yeah, it's about
it's
to be
about
a little.
To go up. In
it's
the
about
next
to be a little.
So.
It's about to be a little different. I shot Donnie a couple of messages on Saturday, and woke up to messages that came through to our phones at 2:53 a.m. And when these joints hit the website, boy, watch out! Y'all it's wanted Corners of the Culture merchandise. Y'all are going to get Corners of the Culture merchandise.
Yeah, man. It's about to go up.
Yeah, it's going to be heat. We might give the chat a little preview here. We'll give the chat a little preview here during the next commercial break. Twitch.tv/ESPN1320. YouTube.com/ESPN1320. Of course, we welcome everybody listening on the Odyssey app. That's the best way to listen to us, especially if you're in the car. You never get cut off. Never lose us. You're with us through the entire program. Let's touch on a couple of NFL things before we get back to the Kings and the Lakers tonight. Of course, it's the Rams and the 49ers tonight. The Raiders get their first win of the season. Sarah Hodges is unbearable right now. She's tagging me in posts on Twitter like Raider Nation is feeling it. And as we said, which Sarah conveniently ignored, you had to get that one. You had to get that one against Denver, and you can find yourself back in this because we thought the
We thought the AFC West would be the most difficult division in the league, and maybe it might wind up that way. I think Los Angeles is playing through some aches and pains and some injuries right now. Kansas City is very, very good. Mm-hmm. Las Vegas hasn't found their footing yet, and Denver's offense is a disaster. If their defense, their defense didn't crumble at all yesterday, it just dropped down a notch. That was enough to lose. Yeah. And so that division hasn't quite shook out the way we thought. So the tough part for the Raiders is you've got Kansas City waiting for you, and Kansas City might be the best team in football right now.
Yeah, man. That's the thing that, you know, is staring you in the face next Monday night, a week from tonight in Kansas City. That is going to be a tough, tough environment to win in. But if you're the Raiders, you don't necessarily look at that as a daunting task. You look at that as an opportunity. You know, Monday night,
yeah,
we're just as good as these guys. We got just as much talent. We go into Kansas City, win a game like that. Not only are we gaining a game in the standings, but we're winning a game that, you know, maybe people have penciled in as a loss, KC at KC on Monday night. All of a sudden, we're 2-3. We're in 2-3. We've got an opportunity to get right back in this thing with one win against Kansas City. So if you're the Raiders, yesterday's win set up, it saved your season, first of all, because while I don't think 0-3 is a death blow, I do think 0-4 would have been. So yeah, you saved your season, and now everybody's going to be going crazy over the Chiefs for the next week. You're going to be talking about how great they are and all this other stuff, and all you got to do is sit back, do your homework, and get ready to play them on Monday night and try and get them one night. That's all you got to do. It's not serious. You try and get them one night. You got the extra day of rest. See if you can bring home a win. Make it 2-3 on the season.
It doesn't feel like any team is really pulling away right now. We saw a hell of a comeback win for the Buffalo Bills yesterday. The Ravens were up 20-3 at one point after a Justin Tucker field goal in the second quarter. And the Bills just chipped away at it. And a fourth down call, I think it was on the 2-yard line.
Yeah.
Saw Lamar Jackson, instead of the Ravens going for the points, kicking the field goal, they wanted the 6 or the 7. And Lamar Jackson threw an interception, pulled the Bills out to the 20. Bills got in field goal position. Ravens blew the lead and lost.
Tough.
That was Lamar's second interception of the day. That was a tough one. Harbaugh, you know, of course, when things like that happen the way they do, those judgment calls get criticized quite a bit, and Harbaugh was no exception. And I don't hate his explanation. You know, he said, I was confident our defense would be able to stop them, you know, with the ball on the 2-yard line if we didn't get the touchdown. And I didn't think 3 was enough. I wanted to get the 7. The worst thing that could have possibly happened, and we turned the ball over, and we wound up losing the game.
No, let me think this through. Let me break all this down, because I disagree with what he's saying. You're trying to talk me through it. I still disagree.
No,
he didn't think 3 would be enough.
He didn't.
So, like, you were going to lose regardless if you didn't score a touchdown. Like, if you kicked the field goal, then you don't.
He thought that left too much time.
You thought the Ravens, you weren't going to be able to stop them. And if you, well, he said that they could stop them from going 98 yards.
From the 2, yeah.
Yeah, I disagree with everything you're saying.
Like, and that's fine.
I disagree. Just take the points. And even if you aren't sure you could stop them, at least you can try and not stop them with the lead. Like the way that the Bills finished that game off with just kind of, you know, milking the clock essentially for the last 2.5 minutes.
Yeah,
that would have been for the tie as opposed to for a field goal to win it.
And they wouldn't have played it that way. They would have.
Right.
They probably, still would have played for the win. Yeah, exactly. They wouldn't have played to slow the game down.
Yeah, that was a, a bad job by Jim.
I don't think not getting the touchdown was the killer. I think the interception was the killer because it gave them 18 yards.
Mm-hmm.
It took them off the 2 and put them at the 20, and that. Now you're comfortable. You're not sweating. Your playbook is completely open. Whereas you're at the 2, your playbook's probably a little bit different. Your play calls are probably a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
I get the criticism of Harbaugh. It's completely fair in this situation when you have an opportunity to go up late in the game. But also, like, I'm trying to, you know, I don't know if I'm Harbaugh. I'm thinking, like, Lamar can't give me 2 more yards. My offense can't give me 2 more yards. That's what we're talking about, only 2 more yards. It's hard. I'm not sure that I wouldn't think the same way.
Josh Allen,
you got a guy who's shown he can get big chunks. You know, he can move the ball quick. Like, I'm, agree with it or not, like, I'm trying to put myself in his frame of mind, and I'm not having that difficult time doing it.
Yeah.
I feel like I get it.
It's not a necessarily results-based thing because I saw when they went for it, I said, they're going for it? Really?
I didn't love the play call. I'll give you that. Like, I didn't really love that particular. I felt like you probably could have done something different with Lamar in that situation at the 2, but
we talked about it as well. The guy was wide open. There was miscommunication in the Buffalo secondary, and I forgot who it was, the receiver, wide open in the corner of the end zone. Lamar didn't see him right away, but he did see him and try to get him the ball. And the safety, Poyer, was paying attention, was aware of what was going on, and made a heck of a play to get that pick. I tip my hat to the defense on that as well. But this isn't a second-guessing thing. If he would have got it, I would have been like, wow, that worked. But at the time, I was sitting there like, man, just kick the field goal.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole point of all that as well is you're going to need, like, what it said to me was he didn't believe in the defense. You're going to need a stop regardless. Whether you score the touchdown, kick the field goal, or don't get a score at all. Like, you've got to stop them. You're going to have to stop them to win.
But if you're right, but if you score the touchdown, you have the clock working in your favor a little bit more. You got to get a stop. Excuse me. You got to get a stop, but they've got to move the ball all the way to the end zone in 2 minutes or whatever.
If you scored a touchdown. Yeah. But the way I took it was we're not going to stop them anyway. Like, we're not going to stop. We're not going to stop them. So we need the touchdown to force them to try and score a touchdown because we can't stop them.
Yeah, if I was his defense, I'd probably feel some type of way.
Yeah, like Marcus Peters. And Marcus Peters got to stop that. This happened.
Was that Harbaugh he was going after? Is that who he was going after?
Yeah, that's what it is.
I saw him. I saw him. I'm like, wait a minute. Is he going after his coach?
Yeah, Marcus Peters. I know he's had this type of behavior before. When he was in Kansas City and another time with Baltimore. And I remember a lot of people were, you know, like, oh, yeah, you know, it's that Oakland in him. And he's like Marshawn's cousin. And that's, you know, man, I can't be celebrating that. You can't be doing that stuff, Marcus Peters. I like him as a ball player. And I don't have any problem. I wish he wouldn't behave like that, like he has, like he did yesterday and like he has in the past. I don't want to see that from Marcus Peters. He's a leader on that team. Can't be doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah. There's other games in the NFL. I didn't see a single solitary second of the Vikings and Saints.
I saw the last second.
I mean, I saw it on a highlight.
And I saw it live.
I did not see. I forgot it. I forgot it was on. I completely forgot it was on.
I don't know, for whatever reason. No, I know why I checked ESPN.com when I woke up, or, you know, the app on my phone, because I was trying to see if a miracle happened with SC and Arizona State yesterday, or the day before, because I went to sleep with about five. I said, damn, SC ain't going to get it done. Damn it. So I went to sleep, didn't even see it the rest of the night, and I clicked. I was like, well, maybe a miracle happened. So I went to go check on the score, life of a gambler, and up comes, oh, yeah, 28-25 with under a minute to go. And I was like, oh, that game did happen or is happening right now. So I turned it on. And that was a crazy ending, though. That was pretty crazy. Like, he almost got, what was it supposed to be? It was going to be a 61-yarder.
Mm-hmm.
And he almost got it. Like, the distance wasn't the issue. It was just a little bit off.
Did you watch Pac-12 After Dark?
I did watch
on Friday.
It was a sports night. It was a ball
night.
Yeah,
that was good stuff.
At the crib, man, because I watched that. That was a good game. And then I stayed up. I was watching our girls bring it on home.
Yeah.
It was looking a little dicey at first.
Well,
like, not like they were going to lose, but it's like, oh, okay, well, maybe this is going to be a close game. And then it wasn't.
No. But the
did you watch that live?
No, I did not watch that live. No, I did not. I very much did not.
I wondered about that. I wondered if you watched that live.
I very much did not watch that live. Woke up the next morning. Oh, good. Another gold medal. Good stuff. Women's national team very quietly just went out there and won another gold, won a FIBA World Cup.
Yeah. China was trying to hang around, though. Trying to, for like the first, I don't even know how many, if they play, I can't remember if they did quarters or halves, but let's just say 50% is halftime. For about the first 40% of the game, China was hanging around, hitting some shots, cutting it down to three. And so I was like, we might have a game. And then
we didn't.
Just pulled away. Yeah.
How about the Dallas Cowboys 3-1 after another win? This one over the Washington Commander football team. Cooper
Rush. I like
Rush.
Those uniforms, by the way.
The Commanders?
Those Commanders, yeah. I was talking to the Queen Bee on Sunday. We was watching the game. We was watching Red Zone. And she saw the uniforms, didn't really recognize them because they were all black. She's like, oh, who are the Cowboys playing? I said, the Commanders. She said, who?
What is the Commander?
She said, oh, wait, what? And then I was like, yeah, the Commander. She's like, Washington? I thought they were the football team. I was like, yeah, they used to be. And she goes, you said Commanders. I was like, I got confused because I was thinking of college, like Army, Navy. I was like, why are they playing
the Commanders?
Why are they playing the college teams? Like, no, this is their name. The
Army, Navy, Air Force Commanders.
I told her we were both in agreement. They should have stayed with the football team. That was a bad job by them.
Washington Commander football team. Goodness gracious. Cowboys 3-1. Cooper Rush doesn't lose football games. I guess that's just what this boils down to. Cooper Rush doesn't lose football games. Geno Smith,
ooh.
48 for Seattle. 48-45. I think I saw my man Scott Hansen say this is the first 48-45 game in league history.
Wow.
That sounds insane. But I trust Scott Hansen. He's never wrong. So I'm rolling with that. 48-45, Geno Smith, 320, two touchdowns, zero interceptions. Geno threw the ball 30 times. Russell Wilson, 25. Geno Smith, 30.
Well, okay. We can't.
Boy.
We can't ignore the fact that Geno's out playing Russ right now.
He is. He absolutely is. DK Metcalf, 149.
Yesterday.
DK Metcalf, 149 in a viral moment where I guess he got carted off to the bathroom. You get these alerts that DK Metcalf's getting carted off the sidelines, and it's like, what? And they got it pretty quick, like, yeah. I'm being told that DK's been carted off to the bathroom.
Did you see his tweet?
Yep,
about it?
I saw his tweet. It's a long walk. He tweeted he was not going to the clinch walk, wasn't going to make it. And
That was funny. That was some.
By the way, Paul Pierce is full of crap. Well, like Paul Pierce, yeah. Paul Pierce. That had nothing to do with going to the bathroom. He's trying to make a story all these years later. Paul Pierce was being a drama queen. That's all that was, and he was trying to make a joke later. DK Metcalf apparently very much was just going to the bathroom, which is spectacular because you see him on the just riding along on the cart, just off to the
that
bathroom.
Was funny, he got carted off.
That's the way they're going to be treating Kenny in the new building. There's going to be carts out there waiting for him to take him to the bathroom every time he's got to go.
That is hilarious.
Four touchdowns for Jared Goff too. That was a Lions tried. I give them that. They tried, but Seattle gets that win, 48-45. We mentioned Chargers bouncing back a little bit. 342 touchdowns for Justin Herbert as the Chargers get that win. Tennessee beat Indy. Ugh. Welcome back, Derrick Henry. He had himself a little game.
Tennessee 2-2.
Welcome back, Saquon Barkley.
Oh man, the 3-1 Giants.
Good Lord, man.
Did you see they ran out of quarterbacks?
6. Yep. Yep.
Or Tyrod.
I did.
Tyrod can't catch a break, man. That was going to be his opportunity. Well, I shouldn't say that. He is, what's with Dre's friend? So he did catch that break, but
they had Saquon they had Saquon under center. Shame on us for being 2 hours and 39 minutes into the show and not yet mentioning the only undefeated team in the National Football League, who a game little performance there from Jacksonville. But Philadelphia and Jalen Hurts, man, 4-0 right now.
Yeah, this man, 4-0.
I'm sorry. It just dawned on me. Is the NFC East the best division in football right now? 3-1, 3-1, 4-0.
It's looking like it. I mean, especially since not the Giants. I'm about to say all those teams got a chance to play the Commanders. That's what helped with the record. But the Giants haven't played the Commanders.
Yo,
so they did play the Bears.
Sorry, man. I'm not a football player. I'll never get to be one. I'll never be a professional athlete, quarterback, nothing. I try not to do this very often because it is out of pocket. Bro, Carson Wentz sucks.
Oh.
Dude, he is so bad. I just don't get it. Like, he was the anointed. Like, he was next. And he is terrible.
Mm.
He is awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
He's not the answer. He is not the answer.
I apologize. I try not to do that often when I talk about these men. He is terrible.
Well, they'll be getting a new quarterback this upcoming year.
They absolutely will. You see the debut of Kenny Pickett?
I did see that. It looked like they were going to get a victory, and then Wilson.
My man was just... First of all, the Zach Wilson memes are completely out of pocket. The Zach Wilson with I saw the American Pie meme with Stifler's mom. Like, this is how Zach Wilson's celebrating the win, and it's like, y'all need to leave that man alone. I can't imagine how agitated Mike Tomlin was in that locker room. He had two quarterbacks throw a combined 4 interceptions. Man. You just throw 3, you might have won.
Yeah.
But you had to throw the 4th one. Oh, brutal.
All bad.
Hey, the Panthers suck. They're just awful. So bad they got beat by the Cardinals, who we don't think are very good either. No. There's a crazy stat. Matt Rhule's going to get fired, by the way. There's just, he's gone. There's no way. They had a
quarterback.
No, he doesn't. He sure doesn't. And that's... R.I.P. Baker Mayfield in your commercials. I was rooting for you. I was the only one rooting for you, but this has just gone so poorly. New England hung in there against... New England almost beat the Packers. I don't even know my guy's name. I tried to practice pronouncing it last night, and I've already forgot. The quarterback. I have no idea.
I didn't even commit it to memory.
Also, this has to be the end of Brian Hoyer's career. You had to see enough of Zappia, whatever. You saw enough from him. Oh, yeah, we don't need Brian Hoyer to be our backup quarterback anymore.
Well, it'd still be the backup.
He could be the third string.
Well, Mac Jones ain't coming back no time soon.
Oh man! Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
So when Mac Jones comes, that might be the end of Brian Hoyer's career.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
Packers aren't that good. NFC's wide open, which is another reason why. Like one reason why I look at this Niners game. I'll talk about it. I'll talk about it when we come back.
Okay. We'll shift to 49ers game day here in just a minute. It is a 49ers Monday brought to you by Gilmore Heating, Air, and Plumbing. You get more with Gilmore. And Kings basketball is tonight. Kings Lakers coming up on NBA TV. We'll talk about that. Plus, we've got your tickets for opening night. That's all on the way here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
D'Lo and KC. D'Lo and KC continues on ESPN 1320.
And the Dope Ones was in his bag. Anytime I get a text from the Dope Ones at 3 in the morning,
yeah,
I know there's some good.
You know he whipping something up.
Yeah, he's cooking, man. We've got
some heat.
We've got some pretty great stuff on the way to DLOandKC.com. We'll let you know not only how you can grab that new merch, when you can grab that new merch, but how you can get it at a discount. That's all coming up here.
The merch game about to get crazy, man. The King season coming around, the fall line's coming up, crew necks, yeah, hoodies, tees. Like, DLOandKC.com is about to go up. I'm telling you right now, between more new D'Lo and KC merch to Corners of the Culture merch, it's about to go up right now, man. Y'all got to re-up this fall and winter.
Yeah, it's going to be some good stuff. Kings and the Lakers tonight, 7:30, NBA TV. A lot of talk from both of these organizations about defense. A lot of talk from both of these organizations, both with new coaching staffs, about what the rotations will look like. I'm really anxious to see. We didn't see a lot of defense with the 36ers and the Suns last night. I'm very anxious to see what we see from the Sacramento Kings against the Lakers tonight, who, according to Darvin Ham, they have their own, kind of renewed sense of defensive purpose coming up this season as well.
Yeah, you talked about it earlier. Two teams that have new coaches that are looking to put their fingerprints on their new teams, right? This is what we're trying to establish, whether it's a defensive mindset or, team basketball, whatever the case may be. Both teams are going to look to come out and try to establish setting the tone for who they want to be this year. So that'll be interesting. I don't know if LeBron is playing or what's going on with that, if AD's playing. I don't know what's going on with those guys just yet. But, they're going to be looking to establish themselves, both teams.
I'm going to guess. Obviously, I have no idea. I would think we see LeBron in that group today. I don't think we're going to see them the final preseason game of the season because it's here. And I don't I think it's that Friday night. It's the four. I don't think we'll see them that night. That'll be the night. I don't think they play. I think they'll play tonight. That's just an assumption on my part. Yeah. I haven't seen anything that says otherwise. But that's my assumption.
Yeah, I would hope we would see them because I want to see as close to a regular season game as we can see with the personnel out there for both teams. So yeah, I would hope so.
What's the number one thing you're looking for? By the way, Kings opening night, we've got your tickets coming up in just about 27 minutes or so. What's the number one thing you want to see from Mike Brown and the Kings tonight?
This is going to go a little bit off of the beaten path, and I'll explain it a little bit as well, but I want to see shooting and scoring. I want to see scoring from the guys that I expect to score. I want to see three-point shooting. I want to see shooting and scoring. And I'll explain that. I know a lot of people want to be,
I was
going
to say, that's some really in-depth analysis.
And the one of the reasons why I go that way is because I know a lot of people, I want to see a renewed defense and setting the tone on the defensive end. I don't look at the preseason that way.
For the Kings, it wouldn't even be renewed. It would just be new.
Right. Like, I don't look at the preseason that way. I really don't. Like, I don't look at, like, if the Kings were in a defensive stance the whole time and rotating, October 19th, that's when I want to see that stuff regularly. Matter of fact, November 19th, I want to see that as well, right? Because we see that all the time. Oh, you know, new season, we're playing defense. Five games in, ain't nobody playing defense no more. So I wouldn't take a whole lot out of that, me personally. But I want to see Keegan be a knockdown three-point shooter. I want to see Kevin Herter be a knockdown three-point shooter. I want to see Malik Monk knocking down his open shots. I want to see what Davion's shot is looking like in this dress rehearsal. I want to see what De'Aaron Fox's shot is looking like in this dress rehearsal. Those are the things that, if the shot's looking fluid or looking confident in it, I could take a little bit more out of that tonight as opposed to a defensive rotation.
I got two what-if scenarios for you tonight that I want to know how you'll react to them tomorrow when we take the air at noon.
Okay.
What if Keegan Murray doesn't play well tonight?
Okay.
And the other scenario is, what if Keegan Murray does play well tonight? Because if he doesn't, I feel like there's this, oh. Because I think it's a week before the next preseason game. I don't think the next preseason game is like Thursday.
Sunday?
Like, it's a ways away.
Yeah, so they play Sunday afternoon.
Whatever happens tonight's going to marinate for a little bit. And if Keegan doesn't play well, like, I'm afraid of this. Oh, man, you see summer league. This isn't summer league anymore, big boy. Like, this is the NBA. But if he does play well, it's like, man, this is a stretch. This is a stretch. This is a sample size of Keegan Murray playing really good basketball.
Yeah.
I feel like you can overreact either way. I don't know if there's going to be a balanced reaction to Keegan Murray's play tonight.
No, you absolutely can overreact either way. I would try not to. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, I want to see him play well. That's fun. You know what I mean? That is what you want. You know, you want to see your number four pick coming out there and look super impressive in his first game. That'd be awesome. But if it doesn't happen, I'm not going to lose my mind over it. You know, I'm not going to stress over it. It's one game. He's a rookie. One thing about that is kind of true is this isn't summer league anymore. You know, and you've got maybe four guys that are established and, you know, quote unquote, better than you on the floor. You're the fourth or fifth option. In summer league, you were the first option. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're not going to maybe get the same looks or the same shot attempts that you got in the summer in the NBA. And I understand that. If he was getting the same looks and everything, that'd be cool too. But I wouldn't be surprised or shocked if, you know, he's just not getting the same type of looks, or, you know, I don't know, maybe he took 18 shots in a game in the summer. If he gets 8 or 9 here tonight, you know, and he's got to cash in on that 8 or 9. So I understand the question. I guess I'm the wrong person to ask, because it's like, I'm going to think the same about Keegan regardless.
Oh, no doubt. What I was more trying to get at is, what do you think the reaction is going to be to Keegan Murray? Do you think?
Well, there's going to be the reaction is predictable. There's going to be if he's not very good, right? If he's not very good, there's going to be panic by some, and then there's going to be a backlash to the panic of everybody saying, "Wow, it's one preseason game. Everybody relax." And then if he plays well, there's going to be euphoria, and then there's going to be backlash to that euphoria. Wow, we're getting hyped over one preseason game? Relax.
That's fantastic.
The only thing you can guarantee is backlash.
That's one way or the other. That's 100% accurate. 916-909-1320. Let's get to our man Disco Tim here.
Hey,
Disco Tim, what's happening, baby?
Fellas, welcome to the beginning of the season, man.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for this a long time. I've been listening to you guys so much lately. I've taken in so much of the Kings. I can't believe how addicted I am to this team, and I'm so excited about tonight. And it's not just another preseason game. It's a game against the Lakers, who I hate. I want them to come back with the blood in their mouth. And keep
wow.
it to the state. And I just love you guys. Thanks so much. And I'd ask you a question, but I talk too much. See you guys.
Disco
it's all
Tim.
Good, Disco Tim. That's my guy right there, man. That's it, my guy.
I'm glad. I'm always glad Disco Tim is excited. I'm glad people are excited for, even though it's preseason. Yo, Kings basketball's on tonight.
That's what we do here,
like,
man.
Let's go,
that's
man.
What we do this, here in Sacramento, is... man. This is a Kings town, baby. And when the Kings are back, everything is right with the world, and Kings season is back, man. Let's
the
go.
Great thing too is when the you know we're all very familiar when the Kings are bad like that. That just brings us all together as a support group. Like,
yeah,
we don't,
yeah.
We don't,
or an angry mob. One of the two.
It ain't going to happen this year, though, man. That
no,
absolutely
no,
is,
they,
is.
I said it on Friday. People were tripping
year.
Off me. Don't trip, Sacramento. Kings are going to the playoffs this year. Don't even trip. You heard it here from me. I've said it with my chest for months now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.